Tony Rice. You're listening to Verum Sports, and we are lucky on the line now to be joined by Director of Netball and Head of Coaching for the On Fire Hertfordshire Saracens Mavericks. Good evening, Kat. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Tony.
I bet you are. Now, listen, I know, Kat, that you are a tough taskmaster, setting and seeking that elusive, kind of perfect game of netball. But you do have to sometimes just take a moment and go, hey, 3 from 3. We're averaging about 60 goals a game, or points a game. That's not too shabby, is it? Let's be fair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if any coach has ever found a perfect game, to be honest. I think there's always something that you're looking to improve on or to do better in. We did lose our first game, so it's 3 from 4 at the moment. But yeah, I mean, we've only played 4 games, so it's still early days. There's obviously 10 teams in the league, so it is early days. We haven't faced everyone at the moment, and we do get to face everyone the second time around in the league as well. So yeah, it's still all to play for, and I think that the biggest thing is none of us are complacent, none of us are happy. No. We're all still looking for more, and I think as a performance team, I think that's what you aspire to do. So, I mean, definitely there are parts of it, and there is moments where you look back and go, actually, that was pretty good, and we'll take that and we'll move on and bank it. But at the end of the day, you're only as good as your performance on the day. So each match is a new challenge to face, and yeah, we're facing it head on every time we step on court.
Spoken like a true elite level coach there, who understands the foibles of high level elite sport. But nevertheless, as I say, let's just state a few facts, Kat. Just if you could. So as you rightly say, Playfour 1-3, currently third in the table. The crucial, obviously, playoffs being the fourth spot, but plenty of netball ahead. 240 points you've accumulated in those games. That's actually the highest scoring team in the league. I do appreciate several teams still played a game less than you, but like I say, that's still right now a fact. And your plus 48 goal difference is actually the second best in the league, and averaging basically 62 odd points in the last three. I mean, again, I know we are looking to keep toes on terra firma and always seek onwards and upwards, but if somebody had offered you those stats after 4 games at the start of the season, I think you'd have been quite happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a busy time leading into this season, and you know, the squad that I've got, we do have a lot of depth in the squad. We've got a lot of performance players to come in and stepping up, but it's not just about having the players, it's about delivering a performance as a team. And I think, you know, bringing the players together, no matter how good they are, you have 7 absolute stars.
Yeah.
And if they don't merge, if they don't click together, if they don't work together, then, you know, you're not going to get the result. And, you know, the Dragons game and the Loughborough game, our last 2 games, we were looking for a performance that we were proud of.
Yes.
And I'm pleased to say that out of those last two games, we did get that. And, you know, whilst I am a hard taskmaster and I am looking for more and more every time we step out on court, you know, I can look back and go, actually, there was some good stuff in there. And that's what we said to the girls. It's, you know, there's some good stuff out there. We're delivering good stuff, but we need to do it more consistently. You know, the top 4 teams in this league, top
yeah.
5 teams in this league, it's going to be a tough task to get into that top 4. I absolutely believe we can get there. But we need to be more consistent, and we need to keep delivering more and more each time we step on court together.
But the thing is, this winning momentum does have a powerful pull. We'll talk about that in a second. I just want to go back in time just a little bit to that crucial victory against Loughborough Lightning, always one of the form teams in the league. The return of Razi Kwashi from Red Rose action. Goodness me. Again, and I know it's all about the squad. I don't want to single out individuals, but she must have had her work cut out, and I think coped admirably against a bona fide giant in that Loughborough outfit. Ugandan Mary Chahuke, I want to hope I got that right, 6'7". So, you know, it's not every day that she's going to be up against that kind of literal height disparity.
No, absolutely. Yeah, 6'7" is pretty tall for any woman.
Most blokes, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Randy's one of the tallest defenders out there. She's just under 6 foot, but she has got a lot of elevation. She's got a lot of presence on court. She did fantastically against Mary, and I think that, you know, the fact that she came on and she delivered, as you say, coming back out of the Roses camp and coming back in with her teammates, with Maverick's teammates, it was great to have her back onto the court. But it is defensive pressure against such a tall shooter is really key, and having the workforce out in front of you is really key. So Raz was able to kind of tidy up at the back. So, but no, you know, it's great. It's fantastic having her back in, and it's a different game that you have to, different challenges that each game gives you. So different things that we need to go and focus on in training as well.
And again, always seeking that kind of perfection. But I've got to say, credit to your goal scorers, Fisher and Corbin. Certainly against Loughborough Lightning in a 64-51 victory, which was, I think, your first home fixture of the season. Both of whom averaged over 90% shooting. Obviously, we're all seeking 100%. I do get that, Kat. But if you've got two girls getting a 90% there or thereabouts ratio, you're in with a shout at the end of any game, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, it is about getting the ball to them. And as soon as we had that, as soon as we had the opportunities at goal, whether long range, short range, they were firing them away. So, yeah, for both of our, well, all of our games, to be honest, they've been very consistent all season for us. And not may it continue. We've had a few injuries in the shooting circle with Ellie Kelk. Unfortunately, did her ACL at the beginning of the season. So just literally second training session in, and she did her ACL, so she's had an operation. Sophie Hankin has also had an operation on her knee after Fast Five. So there's been a lot of injuries in our shooting end, so really pleased that those two are standing up to it and delivering, and really cementing their partnership down there.
And again, must be brimming with confidence, and as indeed I'm sure the team will be. But of course, again, with the focus that it is, each game at a time, each kind of moment counts. And it's going to really be critical, isn't it, in the next one. It doesn't get any easier. Goodness me, Monday, February the 11th, just around the corner, you go to table-topping, unbeaten, defending champs, Wasps. This, I guess, will be a real acid test of where you're at and where you're going as a team and a squad.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, be honest, every time that we step on court, we're facing Dragons last weekend, and that for me, you know, I was going there with nerves, which, you know, I do have with every game, but yeah, you have to face every single opposition and give everyone credit for being up there. They're all professional athletes and delivering, and everybody's doing a really good job at the moment on court. So yeah, facing Wasps, they've obviously got a lot of background, a lot of history with our players, and I think, you know, having the titles behind them, it gives them a precedence when they step on court, obviously, of being undefeated and you know, having the titles behind them, as I say. But for us, it's another game for us.
Absolutely.
It's another game where we have to deliver on our principles and make sure that we're doing what we need to do on court, and again, step up to the opposition. So, yeah, it's going to be very physical. It's going to be, I'm sure, a great arena for the fans to get involved in and come down and watch the teams in action. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
But always, it's a really exciting time for you guys with netball at the moment. You know, the Super League, the Sky Support, the professionalism, it's on the up, and it really is great to be able to support it. Just coming to the Wasps fixture, though, Kat, I'm going to ask you this question. I'm intrigued to get your answer. OK, so you're going against unbeaten defending champs Wasps. What would you prefer, an ugly win or a defeat in which the performance was really, really solid and, you know, impressive?
Oh, that's a really tough one. I'll be honest, fifth game in of the season, I would take performance over the win. I think it is really important for us to be continuing to build momentum in this league. And whilst, you know, the win, an ugly win, I think girls will be kicking me because they'll be going, oh, go for the win. For me, where we're at the moment, I would take that in the fact that, you know, we definitely get to play them again. we might get to play them in the semi-finals or the finals. So actually a performance and a performance to be proud of is where we're working towards. And, you know, I don't look at WASC and think absolutely we're going to, you know, nail them and it's going to be a 20-goal win for us.
Sure.
However, we do have player for player and team for team. We do have a strong squad this year that I believe we can take them. And making sure that we do everything right and, you know, not everything right, perfection again, but, you know, taking care of our own ball, taking care of our own possession, and taking our opportunities for interceptions when we can, which we'll be doing a lot of work with this week. So yeah, it is about performance that I'm looking for because, as I say, fifth game in of the season, they are defending champions. However, we will get to play them again. And you never know what will happen.
As you say, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And again, it's always about building. Let's kind of hope that you fuse them together and you have a sublime performance which yields the correct result, shall we say, from a Hertfordshire Mavericks perspective. Kat, I think it's amazing how great you guys have started the season after that blip at the opening doors. I'm sure, again, like I say, Sky giving great support. It's just building naturally momentum and it's one of the fastest growing participating sports on the world as well. I'm sure many people listening will either A, already be involved, or B, kicking themselves that they're not and want to get involved with the Mavs. How can we learn more?
Yeah, visit social media. So you can visit our website, www.mavericksnetball.co.uk, or Saracens Mavericks on Twitter and Facebook. Everyone can get all the information from there. Tickets are still available. We've got matches in the University of Essex, University of Hertfordshire, and also at the Marshalls Arena in Milton Keynes. So, yeah, it'd be great to see you come along back to netball, or if you're intrigued about netball, come along and pay us a visit, because it really is such a fantastic game. It's very fast, it's very furious, and it's a lot more physical than people take it credit for. So yeah, forget the school games and the school days of old of playing outside, but yeah, indoors, and it's a great sport to be involved in.
Do you know, again, that was the one thing that really struck me. I've been looking to watch you guys live a few times, and in my head, netball was always non-contact. I don't know, there wasn't really contact, but there was, you guys, you know, the physicality and the intensity, and there were certainly collisions going on all the time. It was a real,
yeah.
I guess, kind of opened my eyes really to the nuances of your wonderful sport.
Absolutely, yeah, it is very physical, and it's supposed to be a non-contact sport. There's contesting now that's been brought in, so it is a little bit more contesting rather than contact, but you know, it is very physical. The girls are extremely athletic, they work extremely hard. We've been training this morning in the gym and on the court, and you know, daily sessions that they're doing, that they are competing to be at the peak of their performance and peak of their fitness. So it's really good. It's a great spectator sport to be involved in.
Tell you what, get involved with the Mavs this season. I think it's going to be a real special one. It started really well, and I know always seeking perfection is Kat Ratnapala. Nobody can ever quite attain that, but what can certainly be said, with no hyperbole, it has been a wonderful run of form for the Mavs, and let's hope that continues. For me and all at Verum Sports tonight, Kat, I want to say a big thank you and extend our best wishes for the team as they go against that tough defending champs, unbeaten Wasps, on Monday.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Pleasure. Thanks again.